For KGOU, I'm Richard Bassett. Before becoming the internationally recognized author of Invisible Man, Ralph Ellison grew up a precocious child in Deep Deuce, Oklahoma City. Now, a collection of his letters is available in hardback. I spoke with John Callahan, the literary executor for Ralph Ellison, and one of the editors of the book. I began by asking what the letters reveal about Ellison's feelings for Oklahoma.
Well, he loved Oklahoma, Richard. He loved it while he was there, and more unreservedly as he left. For example, I'd like to read a letter he writes in 1961 to a woman named Hester Holloway, and she was his mother's best friend in Oklahoma City, and she typifies the kind of spirit and the quality that these elders had in Oklahoma City. So he writes, "I've seen a lot of places, countries, and people from places in this society whom, if somebody had told me, I would grow up to know and observe, I would have thought they were trying to kid me. But for all of that, there are few of them who impress me as being more interesting or more human or imbued with a greater feeling for life than some of you. This has come to mean a great deal to me, and I know that I've been extremely lucky to have grown up in that place and in that time and thus around you. Thanks to those like you, I never had to apologize to myself or make excuses to anyone for being a Negro. That is much more than anything I got at Tuskegee or anywhere else. I couldn't have bought it with gold, and all that was necessary for me to get it was for you to be true to yourself." I mean, this is Ellison writing almost 30 years after he's left Oklahoma, and you can see how it's still deep in his heart.
So one of the most fascinating things about this collection is that it does provide a window into American history. The letters span, 60 years of the 20th century from the 1930s to the 1990s.
Ellison's letters have both a timely and a timeless quality to them. In one such case, he writes a letter to his old teacher, and the librarian while he was at Tuskegee, Mortiza Sprague, and he writes it 2 days after the Supreme Court hands down the Brown v. Board decision. He talks about that decision, and he's very much aware of some of the ambiguities, not about the decision itself, but about the consequences and effects that that decision will have.
I am curious about your experience putting this collection together. Did you learn anything new about Ellison or what his perspective offers?
Reading the letters just gives me a sense of the richness of this guy's consciousness. Harvard asks him to address its 25th reunion of its class of 1949 in 74. I guess Nixon hasn't yet resigned, but the welter of chaos that went with that time is still very much present. And he talks about hubris as being an American characteristic, and he reminds these graduates of Harvard that hubris almost inevitably leads to nemesis. So then he says, "So what are we to do now? How do we live today? What kinds of qualities do we Americans need?" And then he says, I guess the best I can say is we ought to go back to that earlier Ralph Waldo, meaning Ralph Waldo Emerson, and that we need more conscience and more consciousness. And then he adds a word into this. He says we need conscience and conscientious consciousness.
Who should read this collection, and what do you hope people take away from it?
There's a man. There's a human being, and particularly in these times, by God, there's an American. That's what we need to be. We need to, we need to bring the kind of humanity and compassion and brilliance and risk, bravery. We need more of his conscientious consciousness.
So as someone that knew Ellison well, what do you think he would say about 21st century America?
Oh, I can tell you what he'd say. Every time I saw him in person or talked to him on the phone, he said the same damn thing. He said, "God, John, it's a crazy country." And he said that with what he might call a sanity-saving comedy. He had a sense of America was a tragic comic place with a tragic comic experience. I mean, he believed we had to laugh. He said, if Americans stop laughing at each other, they're going to start killing each other. The Civil War. Ellison believed in some ways the Civil War was not yet over entirely. He insisted on a complexity. So what he would say is, you know, what do you expect? It's a crazy country. So he loved the country, and he was impatient at much of the country, angry at the things of the country, but also joyous at much in American life.